بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اتقى. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن إذم الجزاء مع إذم البلاء، وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم، فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط. رواه الترمذي. From this hadith we understand the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us, it is only good and beneficial for us. And according to a person's level of iman, certainly a person benefits even more. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this hadith we are taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the greater the difficulty Allah Ta'ala puts a person upon, that person gets so much of reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't just send difficulties just to cause harm to us, but actually to reward us abundantly, to raise our status, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these difficulties, either a person is going on the wrong path, Allah Ta'ala wants to bring him back, then even that difficulty is a great mercy for such a person. Or a person is on the right path, Allah wants to raise his stature even more. So Allah Ta'ala sends a lesser condition upon him, and Allah Ta'ala, he makes sabr, Allah Ta'ala rewards him, and his stages are being raised. And the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala wants to raise them to a very high stage. And obviously with all our good deeds, we can never reach such a high stage. So Allah Ta'ala sends outwardly a lesser difficulty upon a person, and a person realizes that this comes from Allah Ta'ala, I should bear it patiently. Then accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the stages of a person. So a believer should never ever become overcome and overtaken with condition. We should always realize that this is only good for me. I cannot understand it with my weak brain and understanding, but I should realize this is a special favor of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us further in the hadith, that when Allah Ta'ala loves any nation, then only Allah Ta'ala puts them to test. That Allah Ta'ala loves them, Allah wants to raise their stages, Allah wants to make them more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah Ta'ala sees that they are going a bit off the line, we are moving our way towards Allah Ta'ala, we are forgetting the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah loves us, Allah wants to bring us back, so Allah Ta'ala puts us to a lesser test. And if a person realizes, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرَّضَى. Whoever is happy with that condition, Allah has brought this condition, whether it's disease, whether it's some person loses his wealth, whether you lose any family member, accident, anything, you realize that Allah has sent us, to send us this condition, then Allah Ta'ala gets happy with such a person. Not only Allah rewards you, Allah removes it, and Allah gives you a better condition. Although we are weak, we shouldn't ask for difficulties, always ask for what is called afia, that Allah keeps us with ease and comfort. But when conditions come, realize it is only for my goodness. And when such conditions come, immediately realize that I must see my life. What am I doing wrong? And I am doing a lot of wrong, but Allah is just reminding me. So a person should get involved in a lot of istighfar and tawbah. On the other hand, if a person doesn't take a lesson and becomes upset with that condition, that why Allah brought this, why I lost my money, why my business is not going right, why somebody passed away in my family, then Allah also gets upset with this person.